fixed. I think I've left you 2 minutes. Sorry. So the question on Aspen, it was a fairly long one, but it said, coupled with its revenue-earning geography and with a superheated rand beginning to cool, does the panel concur that Aspen will continue to be one to hold? I mean, they talk about, you know, the sale of various businesses, the vaccine production. Rikus, you clearly think it's one to buy if it's your stock pick.
Yeah, first of all, technically had a very nice breakout today. So technical target, probably about 200, 210 Rand on that. And then more from a more fundamental aspect, they've got three problems, if I can call it that. They've got debt, a debt problem, they've got a capacity problem, and they've got an organic growth problem. Now, it looks as if they're solving the debt problem, which is a plus. Capacity-wise, with the vaccine program that they are now part of, they've solved part of that capacity problem where they're overcapacitated.
Yeah.
So what remains is growth. And the market certainly, if you take a look at the share price move, thinks that that's also going to come right. So it's a bit of a risky one, but I like the picture at the moment.
Okay. Thanks, Rikus. And Nilesh, how about you?
I think this one is all about execution. You know, you've got the vaccine drive. This business was, you know, it had empty plants, but plants that were not being kind of fully utilized, and now you're getting the utilization.
Yeah.
The debt is kind of well known and guided and coming down. And it's just about improving the working capital and getting the growth through. So it's one to clearly keep an eye on, okay, on the execution story.
Here. Yeah. Sorry, I think I've confused you there. I mean, yes, okay, execution for Aspen, but very quickly, your stock pick, you've got about 10 seconds, so hit us with this.
Mine is Netcare. Something unexciting, but one interesting point, because, you know, you're getting third wave, you're seemingly under control, you're getting the vaccination drive coming through, and hospitals can benefit just a return to normalization, more occupancies, and a return to elective surgery. And
yeah,
these businesses will get huge operational leverage.
Yeah, let's certainly hope so. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry to have cut you short there. Rikus, Nilesh, nice to see you both this evening. Nilesh Hanschi is from Old Mutual Investments. Rikus Riedis is from PSG Wealth. And we'll be back next week to take more of your questions. Have a good evening. Yes.